Social Security Administration Publication, Medicare Annual Verification Notices, Frequently Asked Questions, Publication Number 05-10507, ICN 468-300, November 2020, produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Introduction. Why did I receive another letter about my income-related monthly adjustment amounts for Medicare premiums for this year? You received another letter from Social Security because your income-related monthly adjustment amounts for this year changed. Social Security usually uses two-year-old data that the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, provides to us to determine your income-related monthly adjustment amounts. In some situations, we use three-year-old data, or we base our decision on tax information you provided. We use your modified adjusted gross income, MAGI, from your federal income tax return to determine your income-related monthly adjustment amounts. Your MAGI is the total of your adjusted gross income and tax-exempt interest income. Each fall, when we ask the IRS for information to determine next year's premiums, we ask for tax information to verify your reports of changes affecting your income-related monthly adjustment amounts, if any. We also ask the IRS for your two-year-old MAGI if we temporarily use three-year-old MAGI. When we find a difference between the IRS information and information we previously used, and the difference results in a change in your income-related monthly adjustment amounts, we notify you of the change. Can I appeal my income-related monthly adjustment amounts? Yes. If we determine you must pay more for your Medicare Part B or Medicare prescription drug coverage because of your income, and you disagree, you have the right to request an appeal, also known as a reconsideration. You'll need to request an appeal in writing by completing a request for reconsideration, SSA-561-U2. You can do one of the following. Find the appeal form online at www.ssa.gov/forms. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778 to request an appeal form. Request an appointment with your local Social Security office if you need help completing the form. If your income has gone down due to specific situations, or if you filed an amended tax return, you can ask for a new decision without having to file an appeal. Visit our website, Medicare Premiums Rules for Higher Income Beneficiaries, for more details about requesting a new decision. You don't have to file an appeal to get a new decision. For more information about how to appeal your income-related monthly adjustment amount, please read Social Security's publication, Medicare Premiums, What You Can Do If You Think Your Income-Related Premium Is Incorrect, SSA publication number 05-10125. When will I get my refund? If you got a letter from Social Security notifying you that you'd be getting a refund of the income-related monthly adjustment amounts, you should receive your refund within 30 days of receipt of your letter. If 30 days have passed from the date of your notice and you haven't received your refund, please call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, or visit your local Social Security office. Can I appeal Social Security's decision about the past due income-related monthly adjustment amount I owe? Yes, you can appeal the decision. You can call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, and we'll send you a request for reconsideration, form SSA-561-U2. When you call, we'll tell you what proofs you should submit with your appeal request. If you need help completing the form, you can schedule an appointment with your local Social Security office. I don't agree with the tax information the IRS gave Social Security. Can I bring in a copy of my tax return? If you don't agree with the tax information the IRS gave us, you'll need to provide proof that you have more accurate information. Acceptable proof is your amended tax return, along with a letter from the IRS accepting your amended return or an IRS transcript. A letter or statement from the IRS stating they have corrected your tax information and explaining the correction. A copy of your filed tax return and an IRS transcript. Your copy of your tax return that shows an obvious IRS transcription error in tax-exempt interest income. Your declaration under penalty of perjury that you lived apart from your spouse for the entire year when you filed your income tax return as married filing separately. If I owe a past due income-related monthly adjustment amount, can I pay the amount I owe by installments? Yes. Anyone who owes money on their Medicare premiums for previous months and who can't pay it in a lump sum can pay by installments. If you wish to pay by installments, please call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, or visit your local Social Security office. My income has gone down. I don't have to pay an income-related monthly adjustment amount next year, but I owe an income-related monthly adjustment amount for this year. I can't afford to pay the money back. Can you waive what I owe? You may request a waiver of an income-related monthly adjustment amount if you're without fault and paying the Medicare premiums would cause you severe financial hardship. If you wish to request a waiver, please call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, or visit your local Social Security office. I received a notice telling me I must pay higher Medicare premiums next year based on my income from 2 years ago. However, I got a divorce this year in December, and my income has gone down. What can I do? We may be able to make a new decision on your future Medicare Part B and Medicare prescription drug coverage income-related monthly adjustment amounts. We can make a new decision if any life-changing event causing the reduction in modified adjusted gross income occurred in the last 3 months of a calendar year, and we receive the request for a new decision by March 31st of the following year. You'll need to request a new decision and provide proof of your divorce or other life-changing event and tax information for the next year. Examples of life-changing events include you married, divorced, your marriage was annulled, or you became widowed. You or your spouse stopped working or reduced work hours. You or your spouse lost income-producing property due to a disaster or other event beyond your control. You or your spouse experienced a scheduled cessation, termination, or reorganization of an employer's pension plan. You or your spouse received a settlement from an employer or former employer because of the employer's closure, bankruptcy, or reorganization. If you want to report a life-changing event, call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, or visit your local Social Security office. Contacting Social Security, the most convenient way to do business with us from anywhere with any device is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services, or call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at 1-800-325-0778, TTY, if you're deaf or hard of hearing. We can answer your call from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays. You can also use our automated services via telephone 24 hours a day. We look forward to serving you. To learn more about Medicare Part B or Medicare prescription drug coverage, visit www.medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227, TTY 1-877-486-2048.